And that's going to be a corner kick. 15 seconds. Aztec sending everyone forward. Ball coming into the box. Sneaks through. There's Tui. Shot. It is deflected into the back of the net. The Aztecs tie this game with 4 seconds remaining. Malley finds Walters. Plays it wide. Hingen coming forward. Pushes it across. Duranio coming out. There's Edwards. Into the back of the net. Get the trophy. The New Mexico Lobos are your Mountain West Conference champions.
Dalton. Clark. Dropping back. Made one defender miss. Made the second one miss. Taking it herself. Down the line. Cuts it back. Into the box. Satterley coming in. The shot goes wide.
That was a beautiful piece of footballing work there from Margot Clark. And if Satterley is able to redirect that on frame, that could be a goal of the season contender there for New Mexico. Clark did everything she could. Got down into the 18. Hit the break. She's able to leave the defender behind. What an absolute beauty of a turn. And still able to play the ball into space, find a dangerous area. And unfortunately for Satterley, just unable to direct that one on frame.
Oh, so good, though. Three defenders down. Lobos looking for another ball in the box. It's headed away. It falls. Clark's shot is blocked. Isaiah does a good job there as Aggies were sniffing out the counter. Trying to hit Chambers. Goal scorer Chambers had the opener in the 4th minute. I think what is frustrating for New Mexico is they played so well after giving up goals, and then you're just you're asking yourself. I know the coaching staff, Heather Dyke, Paul Maestas, Carly Nelson, are just saying, like, why does it take that one moment for them to kind of flip the switch?
Yeah, yeah, and that's a million-dollar question, yeah. Right? Like, they could figure that out. Everything would be all good. But, you know, I think the fact is that their team is responding in adverse moments, and they just got to figure out how to get that first one.
Lobo fans, you can download the Lobo Sports app today, presented by Nucenda. The Lobo Sports app is available on the Apple and Google App Store. Download now and go Lobos. This one's going to roll to Olsen. You mentioned Utah State having one of their game winners on the SportsCenter Top 10. It has been a lot of fun. You are seeing more and more women's college soccer in the top 10s. On TV, awesome night to get this game on stadium. Just love to see it as Diamond sends that one into the box. Dangerous ball is cleared away. Utah State still on it.
That was a dangerous ball that went into the 18, and who else but the goal scorer, Kaylee Chambers, lurking around the 6, making the run in front of Kennedy Brown. And I have to keep an eye out there on number 7.
And a growth of the collegiate game, it was a World Cup year for women's soccer. There's over 120 players with college experience that played in the Women's World Cup. As Morris pushing forward, getting challenged by the line, going to be Theron for the Lobos. That's a fantastic number.
That's incredible. That is just incredible. And you think about how you said, you know, the game is developing here in the United States. It's so fun to watch, and it's just so fun to be a part of.
Jaden, game-winning goal, but first, take us through what that, like, just a 15 minutes were from when San Diego State scores with 4 seconds left to trying to reset going into overtime.
Right, yeah. It was obviously very unfortunate to have them score in the last 5 seconds of the regulation, but I think something that makes our team unique is we really bind together and we don't get down on each other. Our coach, Heather, she told us mainly just to stay connected, and we're not going to go to a second overtime. We're just going to get it done in the first. That's what we did, because we were able to stick together and not point fingers and not do whatever that is, but play as a team overall. Yeah.
You knew San Diego State was going to be the toughest test you guys had to this point in the season. They score first in this game. What was the key to getting back and then taking a lead into half?
Right. Like I said, us having such great chemistry as a team, we don't get down when things get tough. We're very competitive and we want to win. I think that goal came from the excitement of having all the fans and having it be our last home game. We just had to get some time to get back into the game and play our style, and when we did, we got two goals and then held them off for a majority of the rest of the game.
Yeah, you look at the second half, you left with a knee injury, mm-hmm. and then you came back in, scored the winning goal. What were those moments like for you coming off the field and then realizing, okay, I'm okay to get back in there?
Right. I just wanted to get back in, honestly. I had to make sure it wasn't anything bad, of course, but I just wanted to get back in and help my team and do the best that I could to help us win, pretty much. And I know they have my back if I go out, and I have theirs, so it was great to get back in and be able to play with them some more.
Well, you guys are fantastic at pouncing on loose balls in mm-hmm. the box. Take us through that moment. You see the deflection come off the keeper right mm-hmm. to you.
Yeah, so we practice that. We practice getting on seconds, and just having the ball in perfectly was perfect for me, and I was just focused on keeping it down, getting it on frame. That's all I had to do to score. And having the fans back there, it was really an unreal moment, and I'm really grateful for it.
With everything that the last year has presented, what was it like winning a conference championship with fans in the stands?
Right. It's so, what's the word, relieving is a good way to put it, because we put so much work in starting in July, having COVID issues, having not being able to train for a while. So this is just such a great achievement to have. Those are my roommates over there. But we're just so excited because we talked about this all week and we're getting ready. And it's just such a big relief to have done it and worked hard. And with all the fans here, it's made it even better.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.